Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful evening, wherever you may be. I hope it's all positive, etc. All positive things. The music you just heard, that's Shoni Morel Holtz. Okay, Shoni Morel Holtz. It's S-H-O-N-N-I-E M-U-R-R-E-L-L H-O-L-T-S. I believe one time I spelled it wrong. But Shoni Morel Holtz, she's usually based out of Houston, Texas. But she's open for bookings from weddings to private parties, any special event. She is really, really good. She's a straight entertainer. Also, too, when you guys have a chance, I want you guys, if you're in the area or if you're in need of a tire, if you have a car, believe me, you will have a flat tire or sometime you're going to need change of tires. Dinosaur Tire. Dinosaur Tire. They're at 4501 North Dixie Highway. That's Oakland Park, Florida, 33334 4501 North Dixie Highway, Oakland Park, Florida. Dinosaur Tire. And guys, if you just want to ride, of course, just custom. They have tires from 13 all the way to 20s. And then you want to get a little custom. You go from 22 to 32, some 34s. And some they haven't stopped. Dinosaur Tire. Also, if you get a chance, go to www.steviehelps.me. And you go there, it'll take you to an online cannabidiol or a store, a CBD pier. I tell you guys, I always said I can sleep now. Thank God I have some I can sleep. That's so natural. You can't beat it. How I take it, I put it underneath my tongue, hold it there for about 15 seconds or so. Sometimes a little longer, but it dissolves right there in your mouth, under your tongue. The effects of it, you start feeling the effects of it in about 20 minutes. Your first time, you may feel like you're a little bit hungry, but after that, you're good to go. And also, too, once you're in your bloodstream, like anything like that, it's real, real healthy, real safe. I've been using it, and I truly, guys, on everything I love, I can tell the difference. I'm talking fast right now. I usually don't talk this fast, but I'm going to get into this topic. It's a very, very sensitive topic, but we need to actually talk about it. And before I get into this topic, I want you guys to know females, I want you to see me as a father, as your father talking to you, say as a brother, uncle, friend, okay? So, and I'll get this topic. During this week, when I posted this topic last week, I reached out a couple of friends and I had no response. It's as if like they were angry at me or something. So I'm saying to myself, is it something that I struck a nerve or something? Because I'm tripping because I'm like, when I did the domestic violence before, I was talking about men, oh, it was okay. Now all of a sudden I'm doing this domestic violence about females provoking domestic violence not an issue. It's a problem. Listen, let me tell you something. My brother told me, it's my older brother, it's true. He told me, he said, man, you know what? He said, you play professional football, that's retirement and everything. He said, everything else you do now is a bonus. So this is the bonus that I have to give to help people in life, to get people awareness. I'm from a small town. I tell people, Jonesboro, Louisiana, J-O-N-E-S-B-O-R-O, small town, Louisiana. Family property, my mom, the Duboc, that's where she was at when she was living, her family, and my dad being out of country. So I go there sometime on the weekends. That's where I be at. This country's quiet. It's so quiet you can hear the power lines. And probably a lot of city guys don't know what I'm talking about because it's that quiet. Your ears ring. You may see a snake or an armadillo or something like that. I'm saying that to say this. I was gullible out here in the real life of these wolves in the city. Okay? Gullible. And a lot of you guys right now are gullible too. So my thing is about this, bringing awareness. I wanted to know. When I got out there, I want to be wise. I used to pray for wisdom, but you got to be careful how you wish for it. So there's things I've seen and been through and experienced in my life that I like to share and give other people to give them awareness of things that they thought they knew, but they really don't know, and things that I don't know to give help to along the way. It's a handshake and a hand in a positive way. That's what the show is about, awareness and helping people. Now, if I step on you guys' toes or something like that, I had a friend actually tell me, oh, you know, this show's so depressing. Well, when depressing, we was talking about men. When depressing then, all of a sudden it's depressing because we're saying that females provoke domestic violence. And also, too, I have some females on there talking about, yeah, they do provoke it. See, this is the difference between the females today and back in the day. Back in the day, if you was wrong, they'll tell you. And they'll pull you aside. Like, look, listen, young lady. Lady, listen. A woman to woman. Let's have a talk. Now, he's wrong with the pack. Who are the leaders? Male or female, who are the leaders? I'm not no follower. So I was letting you know that. So if I step on your toes, I'm sorry. Listen, it's a lot of highways in life. If you don't like it, you take your highway, I take mine. I'm back here in this life to help people. And everybody on that show with me, my buddy Ryan will be coming on, he's about helping people. I'm not looking for no token, no trophy. All right, let me get into this show. The topic, do you believe females provoke domestic violence? And in this show, you're going to be surprised about some statistics. And also, too, I'm going to bring up men. Because I said before, men, you're the ringleaders of domestic violence. Men, yes. Yes, men, we're the ringleaders of domestic violence. Okay. Let's go to the Bible. I need to get to the Bible right now. I'm still kind of hot. The biblical standpoint of this, Colossians, it said third chapter, 19 verse, it says, husbands, love your wives. So just talking about men. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. We need to put that everywhere, I guess, huh? But Colossians 3:19 verse, it says, husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Okay, man. It said, love them. Don't be harsh with them. Of course, we haven't been doing that. Now, I always said the problem of the world today is men. They ain't women. It's men. Now, tables have turned now. Let me tell you why. Because now you have the majority among, you have this going on right now, you have gender equality. So you have some men, women, that are the men at home. So whoever is supposed to be the leader, if it's two males at home or two females, I'm going to go back to you this verse. Husband, whoever the husband may be, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Let's go to 1 Peter 3, chapter 7, verse. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives in understanding way and showing honor to your wives, to the woman as the weaker vessel. since they are heirs with you of the grace of life, so that your prayers may not be hindered. So, man, it's saying that show honor to your wives. Show honor to your wives now, because the fact is if you don't and you mistreat them in a bad manner, and you know that they're the weaker in the vessel, they're weaker vessel, I mean they're weaker. It made man first now. A lot of you guys might not believe it, but it's a way that you're supposed to, as a female, you're supposed to be able to, what are you saying? Be respectful, even though you're the leader. Watch how you treat that woman. Okay? Proverbs, it says, the person who tells, Proverbs 18, chapter 17, verse, it said, the person who tells one side of the story seems so right until someone else comes and asks questions. I'll say it again. Proverbs 18, chapter 17, verse, said, the person who tells one side of a story seems right until someone else comes and asks questions. Now, when I was saying this about the husbands and all that, things have changed in life. It's 2020. Okay? People, you can do what you want to do in life. Whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be, that's you in life. All I'm doing is reading what's here and giving this understanding. Okay? So let's move forward. If you, two men, two women, a male or female, at the end of the day, you can be beating each other. Okay? And if so, there's a domestic violence hotline. Let me give this hotline before we get started, too. Domestic violence hotline is 1-800-799-7233. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. Welcome to the Steve Anderson Radio Show. Is this Almighty?
Steve Anderson. Once again, it's that time. And I try. I didn't want to call in too early today. Once again, this is Ryan Yarborough. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for inviting me to the show. I seen the topic, and I know that that's a very touchy topic, but it's something that must be discussed. It's something that must be addressed.
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. I'm just still tripping off some of these friends I lost this week, man, by posting this topic, man. I got some people mad at me. For posting this topic.
They ain't really your friend. They ain't really your friends, Ben. When it comes down to it, they're not really your friends because you know
they showing up.
We've known each other. Yeah, we've known each other for longer than some people, you know, that listen to the show have been born. Right. One, and you know one of my personal friends outside of ball, Vern. You remember Vern? You know Vern?
I remember Vern.
And some of my friends that I've had, I'm not ashamed to say I'm 47, be 48 in April. But over my 48 years, I've had a handful of friends for over 40 years. Okay?
Right.
That I can call friends since day one. And the reason why I say that too is we don't agree on everything, okay? A real friend, doesn't agree on everything. That's a whole other topic in itself, right there. But yeah,
we're gonna make that happen too. We're gonna make that happen. We need to talk about that. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But let me read the definition of. I met you that you may call in for your audience, for your listeners. Ryan Yarborough played ball with me in New York with the Jets. Great friend of mine. And we have to always talk about country. I tell people I lived in New York, so don't get that country twisted now. I learned a lot in New York. But the thing is that Ron is from Chicago. So, he can tell you everything about the city. And that's why I was saying earlier about when I left, you know, Louisiana, I learned a lot of things. I learned, even though I was helping Ron out, he'll tell you a lot. We'll tell you on the show. But he still he helped me a lot. But that's another topic. Ryan comes on the show, so in a minute it's going to be a combo with the show. But Ryan, I'm going to give you his definition right now, domestic violence, and we're going to get rolling.
Okay.
because I know a lot to talk about in this time is crucial. Domestic violence, the definition of domestic violence is the inflicting of physical injury by one family or household member. And also it's a repeated or habitual pattern of such behavior. And, you know, I like to say, Ron, I like to say this. I would like to say that I truly believe that, you know, God didn't put us here on earth to abuse and beat one another. You know, domestic violence is extremely dangerous, and if not careful, male or female, you could actually end up killing each other, unaware of the consequences of it.
I personally know about domestic violence, and I've known some people to get killed to speak on that. And let me ask you this. You read the definition of, and I didn't hear the first part exactly. Did it say physical abuse? Can you read the first sentence for me?
It said inflicting a physical injury, you know, like bruises and stuff like that. Yeah, you know.
Right.
Because, and it specifically says family member or household member, because you have someone living with, like, you find relationships, like, and we're going to talk about how the females, how times, things have changed a little bit, but yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm with you. I'm just listening.
Yeah. So also, too, I find out that usually when you hear the word domestic violence, the first thing that comes to mind is a man beating a female. Don't you agree with that?
Yes, the mass.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be the first thing.
Right. But for some time, this has been, of course, true, and still exists today. Yep. However, times have changed among domestic violence, and this is what it's found out. And they won't get it. I found out on it's called the Guardian Observer report. It says that more than 40%. Domestic violence victims are male.
Mm-hmm.
See? Domestic violence victims, now over 40% of domestic violence victims are males.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's low. I think that's a low percentage. Mm-hmm. I think that's a low percentage.
Yeah, it's a low percentage. Truthfully. Let me tell you something. Oh, hold on one second. I got to call. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Welcome to the Steve Anderson Show. You have Ron Yarbrough and Steve Anderson on the show. Who's calling?
It's Randy Hines. Randy Hines of Baltimore Ravens.
Randy Hines. Right. You hear
Randy Hines. Wait a minute, Hines. Randy Hines. My guy. How you doing, young man?
Doing all right, man. I have to chime in and get in on this. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, man. It's serious.
Man? Randy, what you think about this? I haven't talked. Guys, hold on a second. Randy Hines joined the show a few weeks ago. Randy played with Baltimore Ravens, a former professional football player, awesome guy. Randy, what you think about this situation, man? On do you believe females provoke domestic violence?
Yes, I think that's it's a fact. Even if you have a 1% chance that they do, it's a fact. Women, they have, you know, not saying they figured it out, it's just that they know. It's just like kids. Kids know that nowadays that if the parents, you know, hit on them, they try to threaten, you know, the parent, I'm going to call the police or something like that. But, you know, women know that men are not supposed to be putting their hands on them because, I mean, you look at all the incidents that's happened over the years,
right.
with men being, you know, attacked. And when I mean attacked, because, you know, women don't get their way. Women don't get what they want. You look at Kareem Hunt, for an example. They run it back from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Check this out. Hold on one second. What we're going to do is we'll just make an example. But go ahead. We don't worry about no names. But go ahead. Just tell me some athletes you think that's out there. We don't just name names. Just give examples.
Well, you look at some athletes that's out there right now, man. You look at the videos that Storm the NFL with some NFL guys recently. You saw in the video where the lady was attacking him. You know, yeah, he was being pulled away, but she kept, the video shows proof that she was attacking him. You know, you hear women all day, oh, what are we going to do about protecting our women? You are protected.
Right.
You are protected because you already know that a man cannot hit me, so let me walk away. You know what I'm saying? Was talking to a friend earlier. You know, men so angry at the fact that they can get hit up on by a woman. It's like football. That defensive lineman, that linebacker, when he hit the quarterback, it's more exciting than hitting the quarterback, than hitting the running back, because you can't hit the quarterback. So when you get the opportunity to hit the quarterback, man, that's like a joy. But it's, you can't touch Brady. You can't touch those quarterbacks now. You know what I'm saying? Because it's the same way they – that's why you hear a lot of, you know, football players now saying, you know, former guys who play football, man, they, you know, this is becoming to a chilly, the football league, you know, where you can't hit the quarterback, you can't touch this person.
Oh, it's totally different.
You know,
now.
But
it's totally different.
You know, and then you look at it, and then you look at another guy, say no name, Pittsburgh Steelers. Man, his kid's mom was dropping off, was coming by his place, went to his place to ask for reimbursement for getting their daughter hair done. He told her, I need you to leave off my premises. I need you to leave off my premises. She invaded into his residence after she was told not to come in here. You are not allowed to leave. And he pushed her because why? You invading. He's protecting himself. They say women protecting. He's protecting himself.
Right.
She noticed already, man, if I can get in and get him to do something to me. But with no charges filed because she knew she was in the wrong.
Right.
She was
and
in the wrong.
God.
But
wait. But thank God he had a video. He had video surveillance at his house.
Thank God.
I'm quite sure. Ryan, what you think about that?
about that particular incident?
Yeah, this period. I mean, how?
Yeah.
She was provoking that, and that was the deal. And that's all of a sudden kept quiet. But all of a sudden, you blast him all across the media. Now
because of the name, and because it's going to bring media attention, and once again, it'll bring ratings. Like I spoke before, I tell my children that all attention is in good attention, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, when it comes down to some of the things that Brother Randy Hines was speaking about as well, people attract certain things to them by maybe they think that if they, like we're talking about this incident right here, if the young lady forced her way in there, she was going to get a reaction, and unfortunately, for the current player right now, he did react, you know, in a certain way, which is causing media. But once again, like Randy was saying, he was protecting his home, okay? And therefore, you know, it transpired to something physical, you know, which we all know because I have three daughters. I have a mom, you know, and I have aunties and I have a sister as well. And one thing that I learned a long time ago is because the person the most that I got physical with and was on the female side was my sister. I don't put my hands on women.
Right.
I don't put my hands on women. But
yeah, that's family.
My
you know,
sister.
That's brother, big brother,
yeah.
little sister, big, you know,
yeah.
you're going to have that. You know, but you know your limitations with that. You're going to wrestle with her. You ain't fit to physically.
Right.
You gonna
right. I couldn't. I didn't beat her up or nothing like that because I would have to face my dad. Okay, bottom line, just like with my son and his sisters, you're gonna have to face me if you get physical with your sisters. But when I'm the point that I'm getting to is, my sister used to provoke me. Yeah, she used to start stuff on purpose. Just like it does not
on
change.
Purpose.
You know, generation on down. No, it does not change. But what it comes down to, more so on the physical side, that's why I asked you to repeat the definition again, Stevie, is it's
right.
not just physical, it's mental as well, okay?
Right.
And what I'm talking about is sometimes, and I'm just using my sister as an example. I love her to this day. My only sister. I tell her she's my favorite sister, but she's my only sister, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love her to this day, and it doesn't stop because what I say is you have, and I'm talking about my son now, okay, you have to be able to understand where your what your sister is doing to you because you learn your lessons in the home right now. What you're learning in the
right.
home, you're going to take out in the public, okay?
Right,
now,
right.
You need to understand that, guess what? You have to go to an authority figure, which is me, okay? You come to me
right.
if she provoking you to get physical with her, okay,
right,
because
right.
that's I'm the law in this house, okay? So when it comes down to
right.
it, you do not put your hands on her because guess what's going to happen to you? So think about it.
Right.
But you have to be mentally adept to not let someone else get up under your skin to
not,
the point
not
to where...
Now, listen right here, y'all, bro.
Did you have to put your hands on her?
No,
that's the point
but,
I was
but,
making. Yeah, go
yeah,
ahead.
Just listen to this point right here.
Yes.
Now, we all, like we said, we know women. We know what women do. Now, just think about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Man and woman relationships. Who is the dominant person, who's supposed to be the dominant person in a relationship? The man. But that ain't so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's the
right.
woman.
Right.
Because she's telling
right.
you,
well, hold,
she's
hold,
telling
hold,
you
hold,
what
hold,
time
hold.
To come home.
Let me say this. Ephesians. Fifth, I'm going to say it's 22nd to 23rd verse. It says, women are to submit to your husbands as unto the Lord. Now, husbands are the head of the house. Wives are the heart, like Christ is head of the church. Now, today, things have changed, but go ahead. Because you have some. Go ahead. I'm listening
yeah.
to you. Go ahead and talk.
No, it's what you said. You know, it's just what you said. You know, women supposed to submit, you know, to their husbands, you know.
That's not happening today.
And that's not happening, man, because you mean to tell me I'm a grown man and you're going to tell me when to come home? It ain't about no respect thing. You're going to tell me you're going to tell me who I can hang with. That's like being a mama.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah,
that's
well,
like being my mama.
Well, let me ask you a question then. Do you believe, I believe this, I believe that there are females and males that pick certain partners, certain people, certain relationships that they can control.
Exactly.
That they can control. And it becomes, especially a female, I think she picked a certain man and she can't, that she can try to control. That can happen.
Yep.
That's overlooked.
Yeah,
but what
you're
saying,
you
Randy,
because if you in Miami saying it, and if I'm in Houston saying it, the same thing, the same is in the Bible, where things was being repeated from different chapters of the Bible. Different,
but people don't see that. People don't want to talk. But Randy, these days people don't want to talk about that. They don't hear nothing about no Bible, but they just keep running to the same wall every day, and I understand like why they
the
run
wall.
This wall. Why run this
but,
wall
yeah,
every
man,
day?
But
they don't understand it. You understand what you did?
You got women. Oh, I want a strong man. I want a man that's going a man to raise his kids. Oh man, how he supposed to do all that? When okay, because he don't give you $500. Boom, I'm gonna put him on child support. You know what I'm saying? No, raising kid ain't about no money. I mean, it's about being in the. It's what they say, being in the presence of the Lord. It's about being in the presence of your Father. That's raising
that's,
your
absolutely.
Kid.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Absolutely.
Without question.
It's
so
about
you
being in the presence. Because you know why? Because you can take the kid outside and he'll play with a stick all day long. That's his toy. Because that's how we was brought up. That's how we was raised. We didn't care
right.
about no toys. We went outside and climbed
right.
a tree. We didn't have no. We didn't
right.
have a playground. We had a tree.
Right. So you're
we
saying
had imaginary
that
minds.
Well, you
they
women
don't got
today,
that. They, we had imaginary
well,
minds.
Well, let me check this out. Let me get this. This is the national. Let me read this to you guys right quick, because you're saying there's a lot of control going on today with the females. It says
exactly.
women's state prisons population have grown two times faster than men's, and almost double, 834%. Women mass incarceration, the this report, it's called the Whole Pie, 2018 report, says 219,000 United States women falls within the mass incarceration. 219,000 local jails, 96,000. Yeah, state prisons, 99,000. Violent, 335,300, and public order, 10,100. 219,000 women. But you're saying that they don't provoke domestic violence, though. But you get mad at me because I bring the topic up.
Now, let me. I want to intervene for 1 second. I'm glad you brought those statistics up, because when I've dealt with the school system, and my family are either educators or business owners, okay, entrepreneurs as well. Now, one particular family member he's a counselor for almost 40 years, counselor, football coach, okay. And I noticed it when I started coming home from college and all the way throughout to this day. 90% of the fights at school were female, young ladies, okay? For whatever particular reason. And it still continues to this day. And it's like that's not ladylike. I mean, things are changing, as we're seeing the shift. The shift in the thought process is changing, but it's like that's not ladylike, you know. But guess what? Those were the majority. Like, it's not even the majority. Those were 90% of the fights, and still are right now. You know, were the young ladies in the school system, and that carries over to, like you said, to the prison system.
Yeah, right. And I'm gonna tell you another number. And this is a number when people were born, the ones that are doing it are the ones that was born 1974 on up, man. Them the ones that's doing it. All you gotta do is look at the numbers. Like Anderson just said. He got those numbers. You gotta go back and look at the ones who are doing it. The ones that was born in 1974 on up.
Well, let me ask you a question.
You got to remember, our mamas, I don't know nothing about no child support. Man, I don't know nothing about no man hitting on no woman or woman hitting on no. I don't know nothing about none of that. And if it was, man, it wasn't even swept up under the rug. Nobody went to jail unless if it was real violent.
Yeah, it wasn't like it is today, you know, back then. But also, two females were totally different back then than what they are today. Females would straight each other out. If that was a female dressing a particular way or doing this certain way, they would be like, you know what, lady, look at the women, how you should dress back in the day versus now.
Hey, but
those were our parents.
Those were our parents.
Right, because those were our parents. Right, but you got a female going to the grocery store in tights. You got little kids
in
now.
You letting your daughter
underage wear tights. That's another topic. That's stupid. That's straight up stupid. But then you I'll tell you what. Let us as men, let us go put some tights on, and let us hang a little bit. Let's go do that. Let's get to the topic, man. I'm gonna put me some tights on tomorrow. We'll go out to the grocery store. Hey. But let me think, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm kidding. All right. Well, check this out though. When it comes to this, then Randy, you had mentioned something earlier. All right. Let's go toward the police situation. If a domestic violence is often, I'm sorry. Go ahead. You gotta say something.
No. The poll, like you
no,
look I'll, at man. This it happened to me. This happened to me. 4-5 years ago, man, I was jumped on by two women. I can't call no names. I was at my son's football practice and got jumped on by two women, and I went to jail. I went to jail. Like,
you know what
that happened? I didn't even know what was going on. What just happened?
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
No, well, I think the officer had like a. Go ahead.
Question I was going to ask.
Well, the officer at the time.
Right.
He was a little bitty dude, man. I think a lot of the times, you know, you get officers, they be in their feelings. You know, he was a little short dude. He knew who I was, so it was kind of like he was waiting for the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? He waited because I was teaching at the time, and it was, you know, going back to what we talked about. I was told by another employee, co-worker, saying that I tried to talk to his wife, and man, I wouldn't talk to his wife if I had sickle cell flu, whatever. Wouldn't talk to her. So that, I think that got back to him because of what his wife had said. Going back to women don't take it easy if you don't try to holler at them. Like going back to that one person, the running back, you know, gentleman where the things got out of hand because apparently he wasn't trying to talk to her and she got mad.
Right. Well, let me
see, women get mad when they don't get their way on that part too, but that's what I think that's what happened with that situation because he couldn't wait, you know, and you know, he called my name. He was like, Randy, you know, I'm like, you know, it was funny to me because I knew what his intentions was. Like he was happy.
What,
you know what I'm saying?
Check this out, guys. You gotta understand. Ryan, all of us are 6'4" and taller. And all of us you know, we're all of us in shape, you know, and I'm depressed about that.
Hold on one second.
I know you're going, but this is the thing. Okay, we're in shape. We're big guys out in the communities until we get around to other football buddies. They like twice size of us, you know, the linemen and whatnot. But this is the thing. You have some guys that is not – and look, we play professional sports. So for your listeners, this is just true. We were raised to tolerate screaming mentally, be tough, since we was, what, guys, what, 12 years old, playing Little League football? So,
man, 6, 7 years old.
But think about, right, so we used to somebody screaming and arguing at us and be like, you know what, okay, all right, I'm gone. But think about the guys that didn't play sports at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of guys that didn't play sports, that their parents wouldn't allow them to play. They wanted to play, but their parents wouldn't allow them to play or they got some trouble, whatever. But think about those guys. They don't understand how to react to that person anger, and then all of a sudden, the female can see that, and then they start attacking them. Because the thing about it, the topic is about females, you know, provoking domestic violence. But the thing is, they see that a lot of those guys out there are being abused at home, and who they talk to, they're not calling any guy that they want to talk to. That's why I gave them that hotline number earlier. But you and I, we're totally different, and we still go through this. We still going through this. Let me tell you a story.
To this day.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I was playing ball up in I was playing with the Jets. I caught a flight back at home for something. I was flying somewhere, and I was actually on the plane. Got on the plane. This lady, I never remember. She was very, very attractive. I remember to this day. I saw her, but I know she was very attractive. Lady. I got on the plane and I messed around and you know how I used to dress. We all dress. We always dress clean. We 20 times cleaner than we're dressing now. So you know, it's clean. I got on the plane. And I was doing something. My mind was doing something else. But I never paid attention to the lady. I saw her, but I was sat down. But she came by and she asked her something. I said, yes, what you need now? And she said, what'd you say? I was like, what? You said something smart to me? I looked at the guy and he's like, what is wrong with this crazy woman? You know, this upset myself. What's wrong with this lady? Is she crazy or something? I was like, no. Maybe long story short, she came back and said, you know, you shouldn't be talking about. I said, ma'am, I haven't said anything to you. And I'm saying to myself, what is going on? Somebody set me up? This has already started my life, and I'm going through this garbage. So what happened was, she got to the point, say, we're gonna make sure you get off. The cops you're gonna have to talk to the cops for what you do for you talking and acting the way you. I said, what's wrong with this woman? And I never forget. I don't think it was nobody sitting on the seat next to me. But let me tell you what happened. So I got off the plane. When I got off the plane, you know what she came and told me? You know, just walk off the plane. Just walk off the plane and just walk right by the office. Don't say anything. The officers knew who I was. But why was she doing that, man? That's still stuck with me today. I'm not going to tell you all the other stuff. That's a whole other subject. But I'm still like, why was she? What was this about? Was it getting attention? Was I ignored her? But one other story, and don't y'all be laughing about this. This is very serious. I was visiting one of my brothers. I'm going to say who it was. He went to his hotel room, right? So I went to actually, I think I was going to pick this lady up to go to somewhere. I was going to the airport. I don't know where I was going. When I got in, opened the door, we got in, sitting down, and we were talking. And all of a sudden, she starts screaming in the shower and hollering my name and everything, like, loud. So I'm saying to myself, you know us, as black men, as athletes, we're not trying to be around no drama. So let me tell you what happened. Mm-hmm. I said, my brother told me, said, man, we need to leave. I said, you're right. I said, I don't know what's wrong with this lady. She's tripping, right? So I still don't know today how she heard that door open. Well, she heard the door open, you know, we're pretty quick as receivers. So I jumped in the car, and when I got in the car and took off, this lady was running with none but her robe on next to the car. And I'm like, how is this woman running so fast? You know, like, what is this? What's going on? So the thing is, I'm saying to say this, times what we need to do, when we get in a situation that you're seeing some being provoked, you need to leave.
Yes.
Leave that situation. Leave. And you have a lot of guys today, like I said, and males and females, leave. Leave. You have to leave. I just wanted to say that.
The whole thing is to teach our kids, man, you know, from lessons that,
yes,
you know, we experience. It's all about teaching the kids, because it's hard to teach. It's difficult to teach an adult, you know, because he didn't, it's kind of like to say peace past his time. So you have to teach your sons, your daughters. Like, I have a son and a daughter, and I teach them that if anybody, I tell my daughter, man, don't provoke anybody. I tell my son, you know, to this day, he's 13. I say, man, son, you're 13 now. If you at school, if you touch somebody, I don't care if you're playing with them, they can say, Randy hit me and y'all was playing. You're going to get in trouble, because why? The teacher have to file that report. They have to document that. Man, don't touch nobody, because touching somebody is a form of hitting. It's a form of hitting. And that's the thing that we,
yeah,
have, like you say, teach our kids, man. You got to teach
them.
It's more
serious.
It's
more serious than that in Arizona. That's another topic, though. You can bump somebody and they can say something, you're going to jail, homeboy, in Arizona, Maricopa County. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to get into that people don't know. But
and another thing, you got a lot of African American kids that's in DAP, you know, in alternative schools, that's African American than you do Caucasian. You know what I'm saying? Because they want us out of the school system. Because why? Because majority of them, and I'm gonna just throw a number, 72% of them are being raised at home by their mama, or their auntie that's raising them, or their grandparents. So they don't have a man and a woman in the house to keep them out of trouble. You know what I'm saying? To talk to them about that.
Well,
you don't have.
Well,
I was raised in a house with a man and a woman.
Well, check this out. Randy, I want you to come join us back on the show in the next few weeks. Next topic, I'm going to post another topic probably in another few days. I'm glad to have you on the show, and we're going to bring
no
you
problem.
Back on the show. Okay.
Brother,
thanks for everything, man.
Good hearing your voice.
Hey, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, and listen, man, keep telling your kids what's going on out there, man, in the real world, you know, and
every day.
And whoever.
Every day I trust you.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So thanks again, all right?
No problem, man.
Take care, brother.
Good talk.
Yeah, right. Sorry about that. Well, I was going to say this right here. I was saying, in this report, too, the Guardian report, it said men assaulted by their partners are often ignored by the police. They see their attacker go free and have far fewer refugees to flee than women, says a study by Men's Rights Campaign Group Party. Domestic violence is often seen as a female victim perpetrator problem, but the evidence demonstrates that this is a false report. You see?
Yeah.
And it goes on to say, yeah, it goes on to say this too. Let me say this right here, the statistics. So domestic abuse statistics by gender. More women, 23% than men, 19%, have been assaulted at least once in their lifetime. We know that rates of female perpetrator violence are higher than male perpetrator, 28.3 versus 21%. But, you know, it goes on to say this and says that national trends in women's state prison growth. The number of women locked up, violated in state and local laws skyrocketed since the late 70s that Randy was talking about, while the federal prison population hasn't changed nearly as dramatically. It has skyrocketed. And that's, and we gave you the numbers. You look at 219,000 women within mass incarceration as we speak today. And local jail is 96,000. State prison, 99,000. So what do you think caused this domestic violence, Yarbrough?
Education.
Yeah.
Seeing, not being able to overcome what you've seen in the past, generationally. Passed on down the line.
I think that
has a lot to do with it.
Your
community, you know, where you come from.
Right.
You know, and I mean, there are a lot of factors that go into it, but what it comes down to is just like we're doing right now, you have to be able to talk about whatever the situation may be. In order to overcome it, you have to be able to address your situation in order to you know, clean it up. Because as you know, as Randy was saying, you know, one of the guest speakers a little while ago, a lot of things get swept under the rug, and when you sweep things under the rug, they're still gonna be there. It can be 20 years down the line, and you pick that rug up, and you're like, oh wow, I forgot that I put that quarter up under there. You know, that quarter is still there. You know, it didn't go nowhere. Okay. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do with this quarter now? You know, am I going to put it in the bank or am I going to go buy some candy or am I going to give it away? But you have to do something with it. You know, you just can't keep it swept up under the rug. And what we're talking about right now, domestic violence and are women the cause of provoking domestic violence, that's a situation that it has to be, like you said, if women are being incarcerated at the rate that they are right now due to violence, domestic violence one way or the other, guess what? They most likely have children too. Or guess what? They can have children when they're in the penitentiary. So who is going to address their children and their young ladies? Okay, who's going to address their young ladies?
Right.
You know, or young men too. Who's going to address them? You know, or educate them? You know, so because as a child you can see things, but you don't necessarily know what happened. You just know that mama beat up daddy, or daddy got a black eye, or daddy put a black eye on mama. But you don't know what happened. And you don't know why it happened. So, therefore, until you know, because once again, like I say, I'm 47, about to be 48. There's some things that happened in my past where unless I didn't address the situation or find out about it, I'm going to formulate my own thoughts about the situation. And that could have been totally wrong. Until you address it, or until you ask about it, until you're educated about it.
But you know what, too, is like you could tell Randy's much younger than us, and he's hurt, he's angry, and you can hear him, you know, he was over there talking about he's trying to get all together like I said, we're going to do another show, something similar to this one, to, I'm going to do a part two. I will figure it out. But you and I, we got a little wiser. I'm angry. I'm more angry than what he is. But, like you say, it's like we have to channel that anger. And someone told me this, and polish it. Put it into one category and polish it, because, man, I'm angry. You're angry too. But you can feel the anger in it. And that's another thing too, is that there are females out there that know how to push those buttons. And the thing about it, we already know what men are. Men are the problem of all this crap going on in the world. Men are not allowing another man to do his job correctly or whatever. It's men. We're the problem that we are in this situation. It starts from men. Okay, we allowed everything to get out of control. But now it's the situation we're dealing with females. And, you know, and there are some men that's not around. There are some men that's not around, so they're having to juggle. But at the same time, don't get mad at me, because the statistics is what it is. And it is what it is. And you know what, Yarbrough? You never, and I think I said this a while ago, you never hear about this in the news or media when a female – talk about this, especially when it comes to a man. Guess what? You would never find it. Oh, no, she wouldn't do that. She didn't do that. You understand? And also, too, check this out. This is what I find out, too. It's really screwed up to me. A female can call, like, law enforcement, police, and say pretty much anything. All right? Here they come. You got the Army, you got the Navy, you got the National Guard, you got the law enforcement to come to save the day, because we know that man is wrong. That man is wrong now. I'm telling you, bring everybody that can. Unaware that man is innocent. You know?
Yeah, and that comes from the educational standpoint, too, depending on the state, a man can call in on a woman too. I mean, it depends on who picks that phone up first.
A man can be sitting on the
couch relaxing, watching TV.
But to provoke a notice, and look, thank God now that you have police officers, female officers, that they can weigh the situation out. And they've gotten better over the years. I do see that. I think now they have female officers. Thank goodness for them, because they can weigh situations out, you know, and that's a good thing. But I like to say, man, I'm glad you came on the show, man. And I'm hopefully we got some things out there to help some people, man, because this is a topic that I knew the time was going to go by fast. It's so much to discuss. And the thing is, this happens. And like I said, I got a lot of heat for this week, but I want to
– guess what?
It's about what's
that's
right.
That's okay.
It's about what's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down
to,
because
– we used to it. We used to it.
Yeah. Me and you both, when you come to a peaceful place in your life, then you're not afraid to address certain things. Okay, if
there
you have nothing to hide and you're at peace
there
with yourself, because it's not just like when you go to church, you think that pastor is talking to you directly all the time, and he just giving a word, he just sending a word, you're accepting it a certain way. He may not be talking to you directly, but you may feel as if he's talking to you directly. So therefore, if you're taking certain things personal, then you have to look yourself in the mirror, you know, because with the show that we do is not to point fingers at no one in particular. We're out here to try to educate people and give people a different viewpoint on life, because just like me and you, we were grown up to be macho men, which we are, but we also have a compassionate side as well, where we can relate to and be sympathetic in a lot of areas, you know, because I'm gonna leave you with one last saying that I just read a little earlier today. a piece that I read that said, okay, what type of man are you? All right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of us, you know, well, I'm a strong man. Who am I? I'm a king. I'm a this. I'm a that.
Mm-hmm.
The piece that I got today and I read is this. You are the man, or you should be, not necessarily telling people what to do, but I am any and everything that I need to be to make me the best person at that particular moment in time. Okay? And by that, I
Amen.
Mean, if you have to
Amen.
Walk away because
yep.
someone is calling you particular names or even putting their hands on you, okay? Because like I said, I have three
right.
daughters. And I tell them
right.
up front, you know dad is going to be there, or you know your brother, or you know your cousin is going to come to handle whatever particular business needs to be handled because
right.
they know how to handle their business. You know, they're not just prissy little girls scared to break nails. They know how to handle their business. So, therefore, if I'm getting a phone call from you or if I'm hearing something
yes.
from you, I know something serious happened. But guess what? The first thing I'm going to ask you, what happened?
What's that?
What did you do? You understand?
Right.
What did you do?
Right.
Now don't come telling me you started something. So, and I'm getting a little long-winded, but I appreciate
that's
yeah,
all right.
I appreciate
hey,
you.
I'm glad you called in.
Me on.
I'm glad you
called in. Yeah. Because
absolutely.
A,
I know you're in it. You're in it. That's
the
good thing, man. We're going to have to come back at it. We're going to come back at it. I'm glad you called in. Ryan Yarbrough. Man, enjoy your night. Thanks for everything, man.
Hey, you do the same. Take care.
All right. Have a good one. Some interesting guys. These guys are, hope you guys got some out of this. I'm going to read this up. It's time to rock and roll for the evening. So James 1, chapter 19, verse said, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Okay? Proverbs 15, chapter 1, verse said, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Guys, let me tell you this. Domestic violence hotline. 1-800-799-7233. Okay. Hopefully you guys got some good information here. It kind of went both ways tonight. But if you find yourself in a relationship with a domestic violence situation, talk to someone and let them know what you're doing, you know, or what you're dealing with. Seek help, okay? Prayer, and most of all, get out. Get out, you know, pack your bags and leave, male or female, okay? Male and male, female and female, leave. Person has to go to sleep. They have to go to work. When they do, you leave. You leave. If you don't leave, now you're hurting yourself, your family, and friends. You're hurting yourself, your family, and friends if you don't leave. You have kids that you're for sure hurting, okay? Because they see it. They hear the arguments, and they see the physical living your life being beaten by anyone. That's a miserable life to live. And from this day forth, don't live it. You leave. Okay, you leave. Don't sit around and take it. There's a better life out there for you and someone out there for you. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Good night.
Saturday, bye.